Protesters are gathering near Evian, France, hoping to roil the waters during a meeting of world leaders. We'll have a report in the next half hour. But first, we want to bring you news of one small change that has a lot of people upset in Berlin. Germany's capital has been restored since the fall of the wall, but there is one less amenity now for athletes. This Saturday's postcard comes from NPR's Emily Harris.
Thousands of tourists and school kids line up every day to visit the renovated Reichstag, Germany's parliament. Then they back away to get a better picture of the hulking, columned building with its new glass dome. They back right up against a temporary wire fence protecting a repair job. The wide open lawn on the other side used to be a favorite spot for pickup soccer players. No more.
The government here in the town and they forbidden the playing football here at before the Reichstag on the ground because they told us we or other football player will damage the ground.
Jan Schlüssen is the president of Cosmos Berlin, a non-league bunch of soccer players.
Last Sunday we were four people here playing football on the Reichstag's ground, and they came with nine policemen and seven people from the government, and they told us we have to pay a fine for playing here. For each player, 5,000 euros maybe.
Construction is almost finished on this post-reunification showcase government center. There's a new chancellery just across the street. Berlin's chief of streets and green spaces, Harald Büttner, says this lawn is a public gathering place, not meant for sports.
Auch nicht zum Reiten, nicht zum Bogenschießen.
Not for riding, not for archery, not for throwing boomerangs or frisbees. This space has a special meaning for the Federal Republic of Germany, and it's not multifunctional.
It's really it's this thing of the Germans, you know, we have this grass and it has to be green and, you know, it's stupid.
Jan Robert Zingler and his friends play soccer in a park by a rail line on the rough red surface of a small fenced-in space. Zingler says soccer by the Reichstag countered stereotypes of German love for discipline and order.
Yeah, it's a chance to break the cliches for the Germans if they come in tourist to Berlin and see that there's this important place where all the politicians are sitting and making their discussions. Next to this place, people playing football or soccer, you know.
He felt free playing there. In response, City Green Spaces director Büttner quotes a founder of the German Communist Party, who was brutally murdered in 1919.
There is a famous saying by Rosa Luxemburg, freedom is always thinking of others' freedom. People come here by the Reichstag and lay down their bicycles, reach for a book. That doesn't work so well if you're always worried about getting a ball shot at your head.
Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.